couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35-30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Katichi, I told, they got so many big plans. Greg Rush, the general manager, came over the house last night. His wife Suzanne was nice enough to make some lasagna and awesome. But one of the things we talked about is they got the new bar, the new ballroom floors, the money they're spending like crazy over there to make it better for you, better experience for you. And I haven't even sure if I run this by them. Maybe they don't even want this everybody knowing this yet. But I'm going to break a little rule right here. Go in advance of this, pickleball courts. I'm telling you, Zach, pickleball is going to be my thing.
When are you going to do it?
This spring, I'm going to be a pickleball guy. I'm competitive. I got good hand-eye coordination. It's not running around like tennis. Easier on my body in my advanced age. I'm going to be a pickleball guy. And so I'm going to go down to Katichi, CATECHE.com. Love pickleball. You seen it? You like it?
Yeah, I see it every other day when I'm at the Central Rec Center over here.
What?
They play pickleball it's like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I think. They have pickleball in the mornings.
You got to come to Central Rec.
Mm-hmm.
You keeping this from me?
Yeah.
Oh, you let the cat out of the bag? Look good, dude.
Get over there.
You look good.
Get going.
It's our great friends at Katichi and pickleball, another new thing going on. CATECHEE.com. Our friend Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com, who we missed last week, but boy, I got to tell you, man, I got a billion questions for you coming up, and I'm not going to say anything about Manchester United beating Chelsea in the FA Cup on Monday, but good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I appreciate Man United being entertaining again. That makes it, they are fun to watch when their skill is unleashed, but do we get to talk about the new commitment, Drake Plyler, at all?
Yeah, and it was great when you said that he looks like a soft commitment. With that soft baby skin, that baby body right there.
He comes by it genetically. So.
Well, I tell no doubt. And I tell you this, I know in the Strelo ease, my wife tells me the other day that she'd like to have 14 kids because this one's so good. So you're beating us right now, but my wife has plans to pass the Strelos one day.
We haven't had one yet that we didn't like.
Right.
I'm pro family there.
I like it, man. That's great. A bunch has happened. I made a statement then, and I got a little bit of not kickback from it. People mentioned it. I saw this on your board that there's 25 five stars on Rivals.com with the new rankings this week of class 2020, and just looking at it, you know, not all these guys aren't going to come in, but 23 of the 25 at least express interest in maybe either already been here or coming here. Paul, I wanted you to, like this official kickoff of 2019 class and we'll be talking about now from now on, just give folks a reminder, they're not going to sign 23 of the 25, but this class looks like really, really, really special, and this class looks like it could be among the best classes that Clemson's ever signed and maybe a chance at maybe having one of the top two or three classes in the country in 2020?
I think so. And I think when you go back and you ever hear Dabo Swinney talk about what's important to him when it comes to recruiting, he believes, you know, the job of his assistant coaches is to get kids to campus. You know, just have them come, make sure they get to take a look. And from there, Clemson will sell itself and it will sort itself out on which ones are Clemson fits and which ones are not. You know, ultimately, it's got to be the kid has to invest in Clemson, and they want players who are as invested in them as they are in the player. So there has you know, Clemson will certainly recruit and court people, but it has to be a two-way street. And I think that's where your number kind of goes far, where we've seen over the last couple of years an increasing number of the higher-end prospects coming in and visiting Clemson. And sure, some of them are only, you know, are visiting as much because they're just the national champions. you know, everybody wants to come take a look. But that's the first, you know, the first seed to be planted, really, and getting the ball rolling and both sides determining whether one is a fit or not. You have to give yourself a chance. And I think getting those guys on campus, and particularly so many of them have already visited. You know, you go back to, you know, last summer with DJ Uiagalelei, Savelle Smalls, the defensive end from Washington, Brian Breese, defensive lineman, five-star, has been there multiple times. You know, it's not, they aren't all just, you know, while they're driving through the South, hitting Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, a bunch of different schools, a number of them are specifically interested in Clemson. And I think that, you know, that's where your number, I think, becomes significant.
Do this then. Give me an idea. You might not have it in front of you, but of those five stars, I mean, some of these are going to be long shots. Is there a couple of guys, and I'm thinking like a Keely Ringo, who has mentioned Clemson, who's already been to Georgia from Arizona, maybe the Elias Ricks kid, the cornerback from Santa Ana, California, who's committed to LSU but mentions Clemson. Sherman or maybe, I'm trying to think, now I'm just looking at him now. I mean, Lloyd's already been here, Davis has already been here. Give me a guy that you just say, hey, Mickey, you know what, the 23 is great, but I don't see Clemson being involved with this kid. Is there two or three guys you can mention that about? Maybe Zachary Evans, maybe some of those guys?
Well, I think a couple of them, you know, are whether they visited with coaches or whatever the situation, you know, again, it's just some of them are just, you know, making sure, doing their due diligence and visiting a bunch of schools, you know, and Clemson being included in that group and just making sure, you know, that there isn't a flicker there or that isn't the school that the kid wants or really it's just, you know, a bucket list of I want to visit, you know, all these big, you know, these specific big name schools before I, you know, sign off. You know, in terms of ones who aren't, you know, they don't have traction, I think you might have listed a couple names there. But I'm thinking more in terms of who are the guys who maybe aren't necessarily. You know, I think of a Justin Flo, a linebacker from California, who's probably coming for this spring. He hasn't visited before. He's someone who really is only going in, you know, places where, you know, his coach can take him. You know, is that one that could take off for Clemson, or is that one that just ends up a, you know, checking off a box? I think it could go either way. Same thing for an Elias Ricks, who's talked about taking official visits. And I think if you're Clemson, really you're just positioning yourself to, you know, perhaps get a late visit and see if you, you know, anything is there. Should that material, you know, should he actually come, and should the door be open? So that, you know, some certainly mean more than others, but you know, I don't. Yeah, you mentioned a couple of names like the Mikhail Sherman, you know, but there are also some names that are for, you know, Jordan Birch wasn't a five-star until this week.
Right.
You know, so, the, you know, some names are coming and going there on where it all sits on the board, but I think each one has a different meaning.
Right. This might not be fair to you then, and if you want to veto this, shoot it down. But can I run down and you go, give me a one sentence about legit or not legit or Clemson. Is that fair or not for the five stars?
Go for it.
All right. Let's go down number 25 in McKinley Jackson, the guy who has talked about it, at least defensive tackle from Mississippi.
Oh, he has talked about it. I think that would be more of a checking of the boxes. You know, I believe he's a, you know, Alabama, LSU, maybe state, you know, or Texas area kind of prospect. Yeah, I think just the fact that he didn't make it when he had planned to in the late in the fall probably says that Clemson's not that high right now.
Marshawn Lloyd's already been here, running back from DeMatha, number 24 in the country.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think Georgia has the most steam there, and then, you know, could Clemson gain some traction? Yes, but I think right now others are higher on his board, and I think others are higher on Clemson's board.
Fred Davis was here, number 23, the five-star from Jacksonville, was here for Junior Day.
I think Clemson had some momentum coming out of that visit, but I think there's a long way to go on that one, and I don't think Davis is really settled until, you know, official visit time next season, and I think Georgia could be a big factor there.
Antoine Saint-Paul, the linebacker from Woodford, Virginia, number 21.
Mm-hmm. Visited a couple times already. Has talked about coming for the spring game. That Clemson is a top three school for him. But I could see that one going in a bunch of different directions. Goes to UNC this weekend. I think Clemson is in it, but I don't know that I would put them number one or number three necessarily.
Reggie Grimes' dad plays number 20, played at Alabama, Alabama and Clemson, a bunch of other teams still. Kind of early for him, I guess, but number 20, Reggie Grimes.
Yeah, I would put Clemson at like a two or three right there. Yeah, I think the connections that his dad has to the number of members of Clemson staff and the whole Alabama ties, Clemson's a good vibe for him. But, again, Alabama far out in front. Clemson has few numbers on the defensive line board, and I think they've got a couple guys pretty high right now. So, you know, is there some traction there? Yes. But I don't know if that one ends up a marriage in the end.
I'm getting to those defensive linemen because it gets better here as we go. But Mikael Sherman, D.C., I know you just talked about him being a little bit of a long shot right now. Maybe Ohio State. I keep hearing maybe Ohio State there.
Yeah, I don't think Clemson is really even really involved in that right. one.
Okay. Darnell Washington had talked about it. Was he here, the tight end from Las Vegas? Did he make a little trip over here?
He did last spring, but I don't think that's not one that I think Clemson is really pushing or is really even particularly involved with either.
Number 16, DeMarcus Bowman.
Yes, running back from Lakeland. Clemson has been involved there, offered him at the junior camp or junior day, elite junior day. You know, Lakeland guys tend to go to Florida, and I think Florida is the odds-on favorite. But I think Clemson could get him if they went full bore on him. But I think that's also part of Clemson's decision. So Clemson is a top two right now, I think. Maybe Georgia three. But, you know, I think there's a long way to go in Clemson running back recruiting.
Rakeem Jarrett, number 15, wide receiver out of D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's currently riding the high of a Georgia visit. Yeah, I think Clemson is involved there. I don't, you know, but I'd probably put Clemson at right now a 3-5 position. And I don't know if that's one that they necessarily push for.
Number 14, the running back from Clovis, California, Kendall Milton has mentioned, maybe on the fringe, but hadn't been here that I know of.
Yeah, I don't, I think Clemson demonstrated some interest in him. I don't think that it's necessarily been reciprocated to the point that I think there's any evidence that Clemson has any staying power in that one yet.
Number 13, the new five-star Jordan Burch out of Columbia, defensive end out of Columbia.
Yeah, that one continued to look like a Clemson-South Carolina battle. I think both sides feel pretty good about where things are, but also recognize that one is not close to being done yet. So Burch is going to take a bunch of visits to different schools outside of the state, which he has been. But I still think it comes down to Clemson-South Carolina, and we'll see what influences matter.
The nation's top wide receiver, number 12, Julian Fleming from Pennsylvania.
I think Clemson has more traction there than it's perceived. Penn State is where everyone thinks he goes because he's been there a bunch of times and his girlfriend is there. And that may well be the case, but I think his visit for Clemson's junior day, March 9th, will be significant. And I think that's one that Clemson can win.
Number 11, Miles Murphy, defensive end out of Powder Springs, Georgia.
Yeah, that one's been going on forever. That's Georgia, Clemson, maybe Auburn, but I really think it's Georgia, Clemson. You know, history tends to show that Georgia wins those for the defensive linemen, but I think he's one that is as much a Clemson fit as anyone personality-wise this class, so I wouldn't rule the Tigers out there.
We mentioned Keely Ringo, Arizona. We'll see if that materializes. Savelle Smalls, though, seemingly maybe a little better shot than say Ringo at this point.
I think so because I don't really think Ringo is going to be a Clemson guy, and just by virtue of having any chance, I would put Smalls higher than Ringo. Smalls coming to camp last year, will be back this spring. You know, I still think Clemson, with the names it has on its board, and I think Smalls have to be somebody they come back to a little later. But I think there is mutual interest on both sides.
Seemed like another Clemson-Georgia battle for number 7, Eric Gilbert, the athlete tight end out of Marietta.
Yeah, and I put Tennessee in there as well. And as far as we say battle, I still think Georgia is probably the likeliest destination for him. I just think it fits that profile. But, you know, I think mom likes Clemson. You know, I'm not saying she doesn't like Georgia, but I think that they like Clemson. And I think Clemson has a chance, but I still think it's more than likely Georgia.
Number six, Brian Brassey, the defensive end out of Damascus, Maryland, who's been here a couple of times.
Yes, Clemson, Georgia, Penn State, maybe Ohio State at four, but really the first three are the factors there. You know, Brissy's coming off visit. He went to Georgia last weekend. He's been to Georgia, Penn State, all at the same number of times. But I would say Clemson holds the momentum there going into the spring.
Speaking of Ohio State, number five, Paris Johnson's committed to Ohio State, the offensive tackle out of Cincinnati, but there was maybe some flirtation going on here a little bit too?
Oh, I think it's a long shot for Clemson, but I think if you get DJ Uiagalelei in the boat and you gain some momentum, you know, maybe Johnson has talked about visiting Clemson. Let's see if he does. I mean, even if he did, because he's taken a couple other visits here lately, would that matter in the long run? I think remains to be seen, but there is at least a remote possibility at this point.
You mentioned, we talked about Ricks and Flo at number four, number three. Zachary Evans was maybe scheduled to come in last week, didn't reschedule it, but does this feel like a more of a long shot with the number two player?
Oh, I think so. I think he wants the Clemson offer, but I don't know if the dynamics are in place that he is the guy that Tony Elliott just tends to jump on. Certainly he's the top running back talent, and I don't think it's any strike or indictment against him, what I'm saying, but just generally, there have been so many complicating factors along the way that I think we're a long way from seeing Clemson really be in the mix there.
And then finally, number one player, DJ Uiagalelei out of Bellflower, California.
Certainly, you know, I think Clemson holds the cards there right now. I think, you know, he, it's a matter of getting mom to campus and making sure that your mom has not seen Clemson yet, and you know, you have a hard time thinking. I think odds are fairly in Clemson's favor. They are not going to lose. That Dabo Swinney isn't going to lose mom on a one weekend visit. So I think things are looking pretty favorably for Clemson right now.
Boy, that was fun right there. Took it to talk five stars. Now that had Zach says if it's not a five star, I don't care about him. So that had Zach's attention throughout that. I appreciate you doing that. There's tons of things going on. Spring practice about to kick in, and all these unofficial visits. A texture want to know about RJ Mickens and Clemson's chances. I told him I promised him I'd get to that. Tiger still in decent shape there.
I think they're still in very good shape there. Mickens will come back up, I believe, for the junior day they have next month, and he's been there a couple times. I think Dad likes Clemson a lot, and I think Clemson is top two to three, and is not probably sitting at number one right now. So, I've said before, I think this is the year that Clemson perhaps breaks through in Texas, and I think Mickens is the leading candidate to be that breakthrough guy.
More so than Thompson, the other safety that they like a lot out in Texas?
I think so. I think they're farther along with Mickens. And I think Mickens is farther along with them.
All right. What's up on the website, my friend? It is an unbelievable time to follow Clemson recruiting, and you do better at it than anybody's ever done at it. What's coming up on TigerIllustrated.com?
Oh, yeah, the junior day coming up in March, as well as with spring ball getting going. Not only our analysis with the team there, but recruits have started to come in, really yesterday, this weekend, as spring breaks allow. It will be an unending series of prospects visiting campus here through spring ball, as well as once Clemson coaches hit the road for the spring evaluation period. So really the meat of the class gets put together with the events that are about to go on for the next coming weeks and months. So between all that and recruiting camps, really this is when the fun recruiting season gets going.
It's the best, and you're the best at covering it, my friend. Thanks an awful lot. Can't wait. Let's talk about some of those spring breaks, some of those unofficial visits coming up when we visit next week.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
Thank you, buddy. Paul Strelo, of TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, my friends at Trail, they build in industrial buildings. They build in the education field. They do a lot of K through 12, a lot of college buildings as well. They build healthcare facilities. They build churches everywhere. They build commercial buildings. They build municipality buildings, multifamily apartments and condos and townhomes. They build nonprofit stuff. So one of the things I want to talk to you about now is adaptive reuse. And that's where they take these older historical type buildings, like what you see and do this like roof replacement and facade preservation and replication of original materials and masonry restoration. And they can turn your old mill into a great condo resort. They can turn an old building into the Southern Conference offices, stuff, anything like this, man. They do an awesome job of the restoration, the adaptive reuse. So they've done it in a bunch of different areas. They're great at it, reshaping your existing communities and with a new construction project. It looks great. To find out about everything they do at Trail, their website's awesome. Their people are awesome. I am on the books for a Will Huss meeting on March the 15th. Can't wait. 800-319-7006. Ask about the better building process and how it works at Trail, TREHEL.com. A break. We'll come back. A proposed new sport for the Olympics? Question mark. We'll talk about it after a short break.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA, N.A.
When it comes to your financial needs, Founders Federal Credit Union never strikes out. Founders offers a winning lineup with the most innovative products and services like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a member? Visit relaxfounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn & Garden and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn & Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn & Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn & Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion. flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Ward takes a snap under pressure. Got him, and down he goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Zach, when you tell me that we do a Harbin Lumber live read, tell me how you say it over there.
Harbin?
Harbin Lumber. Frank Harbin and the Harbin brothers started in 1917. Here's what I'm telling you about Harbin Lumber is that they want a shot at your business. Everybody's after the big sale, right? And I get that. Everybody wants to make the big sale, get the big, you know, contractors, the big one. Yeah, I get it. You look at your bottom line, obviously. What they say is this, though, that they pride themselves on their customer service, on their products, on their prices, on everything that they give to the contractor, the builder, the handyman. And so what they say is, look, if you've not used us before, just try us out. Let's get a small job, and let's just evaluate how we do. And if we do more, if we earn more of your business, give us a first shot at a first small order. If we earn more of your business, then let's move forward. If not, you know what? What do you got to lose? So let's say you're doing a remodel of a home right now and they have four interior doors. Give them a little four interior door deal. See how it works. See if you like their doors. See if you like the price. See if you like the price. See if you like the customer service. I think they're going to blow your doors off, blow your socks off, and not your doors off. No pun intended. I think you're really going to like Harbin Lumber. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. 353-5053.
Harbin Lumber.
To our Northern Communication phone line, James is in Greer. Good morning, James. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
First of all, Mickey, congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. It means a lot. I really appreciate that. Look, my wife sent me a picture. He's chilling this morning. He's a chill little baby, man. So we are blessed. We love this little fella.
Amen. Thank God for that. He's so good to us.
No doubt.
I was just wondering, have you heard that did South Carolina pick up any new recruits, anybody coming in to take Debo Samuel place? And that how you think Deion Sanders' son going to play for South Carolina?
Couple things, James. On the as far as Debo goes, the bowl game didn't look great without Debo. But look, I don't think South Carolina's wide receiver core is going to be an issue. Brian Edwards did come back. Shai Smith comes back from his junior year. I think Josh Van will get better. Or Trey Smith, remember, he was out last year with the knee situation. Hopefully he comes back and healthy again. And then you've got Johnson and Leggett and Mullins, three guys that you signed. You've got Davis and Dawkins and Rush and Terrell and some of those guys coming back. I don't think that you'll be hurting by any stretch at wide receiver. In this class, you've got four or five commitments, and I think you feel good about the quarterback you got in Doty. You feel good about the wide receiver in Stewart you have. But really good-looking offensive lineman in Wanamaker and Walker. I think the Gamecocks are poised. To me, James, I think that running back is the big deal. And they're involved with I think they're going to get Tank Bigsby, a top 100 running back out of over in Georgia, Callaway, Georgia. And I think if you get him, he might be the next guy to take the next step for you. Because I think in the end, look, Bentley and moving forward with Helinski or Joyner, whoever it might be, you got to have a little help at running back and running game. And you just, for some reason, you hadn't been able to sign that. But I think this will be the best running back class you've got. You got a new running back coach in Thomas Brown. And I think this will be the best running back class you've signed in a while.
Do you think it'll be a Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence thing like with Jake Bentley? kind of move him out the way just in case he don't play really well. This other kid can come on in, you know, take his place.
No, I don't. I think it's Bentley's job. And I think Helinski's going to be a good player for you. But, man, this is a little bit of difference here. This is a 3-year starter, not a 1-year starter. You know, like Kelly Bryant started 1 year and then, I mean, Lawrence was the best quarterback anybody's ever seen. Now, I think Helinski's going to be a good player.
He was.
Yeah, but look, James, I mean, a 3-year starter is awfully hard to beat out, and I don't see that happening. Now, I do think Helinski will play, but I think this is Bentley's football team next year.
Okay. Jason, thank you so much, Mickey.
I appreciate it, buddy. You have a great day. Stay dry, man. It's going to start raining soon over in Greer, I hope. You stay dry.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate those kind words. Very nice words. Zach, at some point in time, it will stop raining. I don't make many promises on the show, but I'll promise you that one. I'm getting this thing now, man. Are these people wanting pictures of the Cavs on Twitter? We're not going to do that. I don't want to embarrass Phil Mickelson. I see no advantage in embarrassing Phil Mickelson with those cute little tiny little fellas he has below his knee or below his hamstrings. I'm not going to do that to Phil. I don't want him, you know, have him feel bad about himself. I'd rather light a candle than curse his darkness. 654.
They're not bad, right?
They're not bad.
They're not bad.
They're nice little calves. They're little. He's got little ping pong balls down there. It's nice. He's done a nice, cute little job with them. It's nice. Really, it's nice. It's not in the neighborhood, but it's not on the street. It's in the neighborhood. It's not on the street. Right, it's not on the cul-de-sac.
I don't even think it's in the same zip code, to be honest with you.
Texas said that video is altered. I don't have to alter mine, but I can tell you that. It's a difference in us two. Hey, Double Alt Tiger checks in with us. Good morning, Double Alt Tiger. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Mickey. I wanted to, in one of my favorite lines from the Andy Griffith Show, congratulations on your son, but you do need to know there's no more carefree hours, no more doing what you want to do when you want to do it. No more peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Life's going to change.
For the better, buddy. For the better, right? Yeah.
But anyway, my daughter was born when I was 31. My son, when I was 39. I just got to tell you, my son was more active, but a whole big difference. And you 50. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what how it's going to work for you, but I do hear you the other day saying you got really good legs. So, you know, maybe you'll be just fine.
I hope.
But good luck to you.
I appreciate it. That's very kind of you. He's easy, though. He's easy like you're, Sunday morning. He's good.
Okay. Well, you just wait. The question I had was, I can't remember the game, but we had a game, I think it was a home game, when an offensive player lowered his head, hit our guy in the face mask with the top of his head.
Yes.
And they called targeting on our defensive guy. Have y'all heard any word that they're going to adjust the targeting rule so that it can go against the offense next year?
I know this. I know that in the NFL and the college game, I know they're looking at it. They're always looking at it all the time. I think that they would like to make things simpler. I think they'd like to make things where it's much less of a judgment call and have a standard. I think one of the things I've heard kicked about is like we do in basketball with the, you know, the different levels of flagrant fouls, tier one or tier two or level one or level two, where there's definitely intent. It's hard to measure someone's intent, but if there was definitely malicious intent where you looked in, you were head hunting, you're looking to hurt someone or lower the head and do that, that's one thing. To me, though, that's different than the inadvertent. The thing happens so fast where the guy, like you talked about, the guy drops his head, you drop your head, and where you're targeting him on his chest, but yet he lowers his helmet a couple of inches, and now all of a sudden both of you are, you know, now up to a subjective call. I think they'd like to do a tier one and a tier two type deal where we're not going to, you know, maybe it might be a penalty and 15 yards is one thing, but sitting out the rest of this game or the first half of the next game, that kind of stuff, I think that's excessive, and I think they're looking at that right now.
Well, now, the one I'm talking about, though, the offensive player clearly lowered his head and hit our guy in the face, our defensive guy in the face mask.
Right.
And I called y'all and I thought y'all told me that there is no such thing as offensive targeting.
No. That's harder to do and harder to prove, kind of a thing. But no, that we have seen that in the past where the offensive guy has done that. But it's just that I think they're not used to calling it, used to seeing it. We're so used to having the defensive penalties rather than what the offense initiating this with his head. I agree with you. I'd like to see that rule enforced more when the offense does go on the offensive and do that.
By the way, you remember what game that was? Because our guy had to sit out a half. I don't remember the player. I don't remember the game. But it was a home game.
In October, it was in.
So
it was middle of the season. I have to go back and think about it again. Oh, right. Double Tiger, you know this. Hey, I'm 50, man. I can't remember what I did on Monday, more or less in October. But well, I'll go back and look at it. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. 654 Roar. Let's get to our Northern Communication phone lines where William is in Georgia. Where you been, man? Where you been?
been out of work, man. I hurt my back.
Oh, no.
But,
oh, no. How long are you going to be down?
How's that prayer? Oh, I'm already back.
Good.
I was going to say, what's up, Proud Papa? I know you enjoying that, ain't you?
Oh, my goodness. Man, let me tell you, I get to play. You know, like Mama does all the hard stuff. I go in there and just get to play, man. That's really cool. Now, he's awesome.
You get to actually enjoy it, right?
Yeah, enjoy every second of it.
What is up with him moving, with the guy, with it? I don't know who's doing it, moving these games around, dude. I noticed they took the Auburn game and we're playing them in October now. Is that correct?
The Auburn,
what's going on?
Well, I think this is Georgia wanting to do this, and Auburn wanting to do this too. That basically they're saying that the back-to-back games with Auburn, or Auburn and Georgia playing right before you play your rival. So you go rivalry rivalry, where they'd like to do Auburn earlier and move Tennessee later. Of course, Tennessee's a rivalry too. Georgia has more rivalries than anybody. So 6-1 half dozen others.
Got everybody gunning for us nowadays, head hunting, you know. I got one more question about Trevor Lawrence. And I'm going to ask you, and I'm doing this very maturely, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. What's going to happen to him, dude, when them defensive lines figure out how to get to him? You understand?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that offensive line has kept them off of him. But they're going to figure it out. I mean, you know, and you seen what happened that one crack he got in Syracuse. He was out for, what, 3 games or something like that?
No, he came out the next
week. He was on concussion protocol for a while. But
yeah.
I just hope he ain't one of them Steve Young type deals, you know, get hit 2 or 3 times and lay down on you. I hope that don't happen. But anyway, you guys have a good day, okay?
Thank you, William. I appreciate the phone call. I've mentioned this many times. To my knowledge, the good Lord has made a bunch of different kinds of people and a bunch of different kinds of players, a bunch of different kinds of athletes, whatever. And the good Lord just, to my knowledge, I've never found a quarterback that likes pressure in his face. I never found a quarterback that likes getting blindsided. I never found a quarterback that loves to get hit and to be a statue back there and to get pounded. To my knowledge, of the billions that the good Lord has made, he hadn't made one yet that likes that. So Trevor Lawrence isn't going to like that.
Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck loves getting hit.
Yeah, when he talks back for, hey, good hit, man. Appreciate the good hit.
Hey, man. Oh, wow. Heck of a hit, bud. Heck of a hit.
He'd rather not get hit, though, I would say. So, but it's a good point. With that said, the key is keep him off of him. And, you know, getting rid of the football. I'll tell you what happened. You notice in the Alabama game, like on the long touchdown pass to Ross, he gets hit, but he's so tall that you can't get up to his head sometimes, you know? He doesn't take, unless he lowers his head, you're not defensive lineman, or unless you project up. What do you call that when you project up like that?
Project up?
Yeah, you know, when you spring up, like you take your head, you go up. What is that called? There's a football term for that, whatever.
Oh, yeah, what do they say?
Watch our text line now.
Launch?
No. Launch.
Is it launched?
Yeah, you got to launch. Yeah. So unless you do that, you're not getting up to that 6'6 head, which I like that idea. Texture said Andrew Luck's a jabroni. I like Andrew Luck. Well, I love the Andrew Luck stuff with writing back to Dearest Mother. The troops from the North, the football giants. I love when he does that on Twitter. That's good stuff. Not when he does it, but the parody account there. Hey, let's take our final break of the day. We'll come back with our final segment of the day. I have a proposed sport. The Olympic Committee in Paris is proposing a sport for the Olympics. Zach.
I saw this.
You're not going to like this. Yeah. It's bad. Also, a hilarious Brad Uzak accident forgiveness award.
There it is.
Yeah, that thing. So you can't beat that. We'll take a short break. We'll come back out. I do want to tell you about my wonderful friends at Canty and Canty Foundation. You know, there can be some panic in your home when there is a foundation issue, because look, when your toilet breaks, some of you can fix your toilet. When you got a, I did our lights yesterday, our garage lights, our fluorescent lights in our garage, whatever. I don't know how to fix that kind of stuff.
Did you do the light in the kitchen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I changed those out. I know how to do that kind of stuff. If something happens to my foundation right now, I have no clue. That's why I turn it over to people like Canty, and that's why we pay people like Canty, these specialists, to do this. If you have any foundation issues, stuck doors, jammed windows, that might be a sign, cracks above doorways or windows, tilting chimneys, slanting floors, this is what these guys do unbelievably well. It is our great friends over at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. One of the world's leading sports psychologists, Dr. Morse Pickens, sent me a text. He's in the area listening. And I got to tell you, man, he's awesome. His books are awesome. If you want the best when it comes to sports psychology, and boy, do I need his help. All these spiders I have in my head, look him up. Dr. Morse Pickens, the best in business. Appreciate Mo speaking out to us this morning. Great stuff. Good to hear from you, buddy. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Zach, get ready to get your blood pressure going with the next proposed sport with the Olympics right after this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Hey guys, this is Michael Thacker with Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales team. If you haven't heard about this project yet, you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge is Clemson's first condo hotel opening this fall. We still have studios, two bedrooms, and three bedroom condos available, but they are selling fast. Call us today at 864-775-5500 to schedule a visit. You'll want to be part of this. Visit us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard to secure your spot today.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Your Buy of Clemson has weekly specials that are great tasting and great deals. Monday and Tuesday, kids eat for half price. And Tuesday is also benefit proceeds night for local charities. Wednesday is half price wine and $3.14 for cheese sticks. Thursday is $3.14 for pints and cheese sticks. And Sunday is student night. Get a pizza and a drink for $7.99 or a pint for $9.99. Great savings this week at Your Buy of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Founders Federal Credit Union hits it out of the park with all your financial needs and offers all the online conveniences of the big banks, like Founders Online, Founders App with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Ready for a deal and same-day delivery? Time for a Target Run. Now you can have Target Run to you when you start your free 2-week trial of Shipt Today. Same-day delivery shops the cart you create and delivers it fast, so you can fill up your fridge with your phone. It's easy. Get more delivered same day and enjoy a 2-week trial free. Learn more at target.com/shipt. That's S-H-I-P-T. Target Run and done. Offer valid for new annual members.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle. When it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you, find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
But I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Final segment of the show. I try to, you know what, buddy, in the morning we have best way to put this, we have a charge to do several things. A little bit of information. We do that. We tell you scores and everything that we need to know there. Who's going where. A little bit of information. A little bit of entertainment. But mainly in the morning, man, I want to get you to be in a good mood and get to the weather and the traffic. We had some wrecks on 85 today. But, you know, get you there safe. Get you in a good mood on your voyage today. Start your day off right.
Good mood all around.
Right.
So tell me about the Olympics.
Can you look at one thing before we start, please?
Yeah.
Is baseball a summer Olympic sport now?
I don't.
Can you look up, like, what Olympic sports we have in the summertime? You know what I wouldn't mind seeing? Cricket.
I think it is.
Because I'm interested in cricket. I'm interested in rugby. Here's a list of summer sports.
I got it. I'm here.
All right. Go.
Archery.
Yep.
Artistic swimming.
That's synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
I tell you what, dude. Give me a sound if you like it or not.
For everyone, there's a lot.
I know, but I just quickly.
I don't know if we need to do it for everyone.
I'll call them out. You do it.
That's a lot, man. There's a lot of summer sports.
I see them. Here we go. Ready? Archery.
There's a lot of summer sports.
I'm calling them out. Archery. You like that?
Archery's great.
Artistic swimming.
Well, I don't love artistic swimming.
Athletics, which is track and field.
Of course.
Badminton.
Love badminton.
I love the archery, okay. I love track and field, love badminton. Basketball. Beach volleyball.
I'm not doing this for 100 of these.
Boxing.
Sports. I'm not doing
this.
Yes,
you are.
No chance.
Yes.
I'm already getting annoyed by it.
Canoe slalom?
Yes,
slalom.
I'm all about it.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Canoe sprint?
Yep, any canoe sport.
Cycling BMX?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's bull crap.
Cycling mountain bike?
Oh, that's bull crap.
Cycling road?
Shout out Ben Millsap.
And cycling track?
Yep. Love the little, what is that area called? What's the arena called?
That's like the Thunderdome, the Cycle Dome, something dome.
What is it? Velodrome.
Diving?
Yes. Oh, diving's the best.
Equestrian and dressage. Equestrian eventing. I don't know what that is. Equestrian jumping.
I mean, horses are cool, I guess.
Fencing?
Fencing's good.
Football, which is soccer.
Well, do you want to move past fencing or you want to do the subset of fencing?
I don't see a subset of fencing.
I think you know the subset of fencing.
What is it?
The one that they just agreed to make available in Paris?
Oh, no. We're going to do that in a minute. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I got something different.
What are you talking about?
Hold on. I'll get to it. Footy?
Little soccer?
Yeah.
Love it.
Golf is in the Olympics now.
Yeah, love it.
Gymnastics, artistic gymnastics, rhythmic gymnastics, and regular gymnastics.
I'm good with artistic. Rhythmic doesn't do anything.
The rhythm doesn't do a thing. You twirl a little thing in the air, rip it in the air.
Yeah.
Handball's cool.
Fun.
Field hockey.
Fun.
Judo.
Okay.
Judo chop.
Yeah.
Marathon swimming.
Looks absolutely tiring.
Modern pentathlon.
Fun.
Yeah. Rowing.
I'll watch it any day of the week.
I met an Olympic rower, a gold medalist Olympic rower in Clemson. She lives in Clemson.
Ugh.
The other day.
That's awesome.
Rugby, I love.
I can't get into it. Unless it's seven. So if it's 11, I'm not.
Seven's
a
good. 11 is boring. Sailing.
Eh.
Shooting.
Yep.
Swimming.
Of course, every swimming event. I hate the Australians during the Summer Olympics.
Good on you.
Yeah.
No rules, just right.
Yeah.
Table tennis.
No, I don't like table tennis.
Taekwondo.
Nope.
I might break a little taekwondo when you get to the show.
There you go.
Tennis.
Yep.
You know what? I like this one. Trampoline.
Always fun to see people flip around.
Yes. Triathlon?
Yes.
That's not really a sport. Nobody likes triathlon. Triathlon's the dumbest sport ever. I'm just kidding, Ben.
Congratulations. You're the best at working out.
Volleyball?
Yes. Love it.
Water polo.
Volleyball indoor or beach volleyball?
Both.
Yes.
Love water polo. I love when they take their nails and they scratch each other's legs like they kick each other below the thing. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
Freestyle wrestling.
And then Greco-Roman.
Greco-Roman wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The pair. So you're good with almost every one of them.
Hey, Ben.
He took the bait. He took the bait.
He's really good at working out, so congratulations.
All right. How about this? Maybe we don't see the same one. Paris organizers propose for 2024 a new sport to the IOC. Breakdancing.
Oh, yeah, we did not see the same one.
You did not.
Oh, my.
It is among the four sports organizers will propose to the International Olympic Committee, as well as surfing, climbing, and skateboarding, which will debut in 2020. Squash campaigned unsuccessfully in Paris, as did billiard, sports, and chess. Breakdancing was included in the Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires in 2018. Tony Estongo, the three-time canoeing Olympic champion, head of the Paris 2024 Olympic Organizing Committee, said that they want to make the Olympics more urban and more artistic. So, breakdancing is being proposed.
Okay.
I got to draw the line at breakdancing.
Breakdancing, I'm with you. Right, we're going to give gold medal. We're going to call somebody an Olympic gold medalist for breakdancing.
Anytime anybody gets served, that'll not be a sport. Oh, you got served. The United States breakdancing team just served.
Those Russians.
The Russians.
The Olympic athletes from Russia.
Oh, Russia, you got served.
I was talking about another thing in Paris, another thing in France.
Surfing?
No.
Climbing?
No.
Skateboarding?
No. It turns out it's not going to be an Olympic sport, but it was just recognized as an official sport in France. In France. Lightsaber dueling.
What?
Lightsaber. Star Wars. Is an official sport in the country of France.
Of course it is.
Lightsaber dueling.
If I'd done a better job of lightsaber dueling back in 2000, I mean, back in World War II, we wouldn't go.
We're talking lightsabers.
Makes me just be proud to be an American.
I mean, Star Wars is an American invention.
But what's different than that compared to fencing?
It's going to be a subset of it. That's why I mentioned it at fencing.
How about jousting? Can we get a joust in there every once in a while?
Jousting would be great.
I'm looking to serve you. On the breakdancing floor to the show.
There are so many more summer sports than there are winter sports.
Yeah, winter sports. Just limited what you can do. How's your breakdancing game right now?
It's not good. It's not good.
I'm good, except, you know how they say, like, the guy's really good in the room? You know, there's different aspects of it. The guy's good on the defensive end. The guy's really good and he's a physical guy in hockey. He's an enforcer. He's good.
Yeah.
He's not an offensive guy, whatever. Breakdance, like, this guy's really good on the ground.
He's really good on the ground.
He's not as good upright, but on the ground is where he really separates himself.
Listen, in that pregame warm-up circle, he's there.
Getting served.
Is speed walking in the athletics portion of what you just read?
It is.
The speed walking that I'm never going to forget watching in the Brazil Olympics and the Rio Olympics?
That was me and you. And the guy went ahead and dropped a little little deucer out here on the...
He poo-pooed.
Yeah. He poo-pooed.
He poo-pooed.
On TV.
On national television.
Then took a sponge.
On worldwide television.
Yes. Then took a sponge and wiped. A wet sponge.
Yeah.
And wiped. He kept walking. He dropped it right there on the track. Dropped it like it was hot. Took a sponge. And then just kept walking. You can't poo-poo in the middle of a sporting event.
He poo-pooed.
You can't do that. Remember that guy handed him a sponge? He's like, okay, yeah, drops the sponge. Okay. Who picks up the sponge?
It's like when they take the water in those races and they throw it back. He grabbed the sponge, wiped himself off, and threw it back in the crowd.
You know what you need? I can see, like, an equestrian event, you got to have the guy to go out and, like, sweep up the horse stuff.
Yeah, you need it for speed walking.
The guy just, like,
oh my God.
Dropped it right there. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Live on the air, we were like, well, did he just do that? He poo-pooed on air.
He's watching it.
He poo-pooed.
Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. We get better coverage, better rates thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget someone in sports every single day. Today, I'm going to forgive Carlos Boozer. Carlos Boozer, former Duke player, was concerned last night, and he says, get well soon at Zion NPS. That's Zion National Park in southwestern Utah that has 108,000 followers. I know. You know what this is?
What?
It's from the government shutdown where the government, where the park workers weren't able to work.
Mm-hmm.
That he wants Zion National Park. He meant to say Zion Williamson, get well soon. Instead, he said Zion at Zion NPS.
That is correct.
Good job, Carlos Boozer. You know, the Duke basketball players think the world are flat, is flat, and that Zion Williamson is a national park. Well, good education is something we got at Duke up there now.
Yeah, they're really doing it.
Let's get the music. What do you have for me?
Tonight, women's basketball, 7 o'clock, 6:45 pregame right here on WCCP Georgia Tech.
Down there?
Yes, at Georgia Tech.
All right. Looking forward to that.